Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Afternoon, and you're listening to Around the House with Eric G. You know, this show is all about home improvement. It doesn't matter if you live in the Pearl District condo or if you live over in Eastern Side in Richland, Washington, and you're living in a ranch house. I'm here to get you that project started, planned, and of course, completed. We are your live and local home improvement show. This just isn't some infomercial. We are live, local, and here in the Northwest. But, you know, this show's always about phone calls, and I want you to give us a call today. Those numbers here in the studio are 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. You know, if you're shy, and I've gotten a lot of these emails during the week, ATH@KXL.com. I am here to help you through that project, and it's kind of funny. This week, even my photographer on More Good Day Oregon got a little stuck. You know, Sparky, my good buddy, he was having water heater issues. And, you know, he has a rental unit, and he gives me a call. I'm down at the World of Concrete this last week, and I get this call. Hey, man, I need some troubleshooting. And we walked through it, and I said, you have a thermostat problem on your water heater. And ended up talking him a little bit off the ledge because he thought that was going to be a bigger project than he thought it was. And he, you know, was looking at paying a plumber to come in and do a $600 swap out on his water heater in this place because it's tight. And good news was it was a $16 fix. So got to like that when little things like that can be fixed for $16 instead of $600. So, you know, I want you to give me a call, 877-733-1011. And I want you to like us over on Facebook. You know, I've been sharing stuff all this last week over from World of Concrete, which was a big concrete trade show down in Las Vegas. So head over to Around the House with Eric G. Follow, like, all those things, especially if you're in the Tri-Cities on KONA, where you're fairly new to this show. You know, we're live and local there. And follow along all week long. And you can even message me, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can if you've got your own problem or you're trying to find something. So take a look, like, follow, all those things over there. We've got a ton of content there. And if you've missed any of these shows, because each week we are live and local, take a look over there, SoundCloud, and as well as on iTunes. You can find it over there. Just, again, look Around the House with Eric G. You'll find it there. And you can go back years on the Wayback Machine there. Well, this last week I had a great time. You know, I was back in Las Vegas, where it was 70 degrees and sunny a few days. It was nice. And Dane's over there shaking his head at me in the office over there on the other side, just going, oh, you could drop this.
You need to stop right now. We're happy it's 50 degrees in Portland right now.
You know, it's not snowing out there here. And I know a lot of places here in the Northwest and Bend and Tri-Cities, it's fairly warm, you know. So I'll say we've been pretty lucky with our winter here, so I can't complain about it. But I tell you what, it was nice getting a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of mental health break from that. It was good. But down there, and I tell you what, World of Concrete is a massive show, and you think, what can you do with concrete? Well, it's a couple million square feet. It's the largest, I think it's the largest convention center in the U.S. is in Las Vegas, with Orlando being second, and they packed that thing up. You know, you can walk 5 to 7 miles a day. Well, what was fun was is that you had people like Quikrete with their huge booths, and you had Milwaukee didn't have a booth this year, but DeWalt did, Makita, and all these different brands had stuff there. Spent a lot of time with Simpson Strong Tie as well. And so it was really fun to go through and see technology and where things are going. And I filmed a ton of stuff. One of the favorite things is really taking a look, Bosch had this amazing booth, and I put some pictures up on Facebook earlier this week. They had all these shipping containers that were painted Bosch blue and then cut them open and used them. And I gave my buddy Mark Clement from I Fix It Up Life a hard time this week. Him and I have joked, and you heard us couple months ago on the show joking about shipping containers because I like the idea of shipping containers, but I'm so sick and tired of seeing everybody trying to build something out of them and think that you can do it almost for free because it doesn't work that way. So I took a picture in the middle of the Bosch booth and spun around and had some fun and put it up on his Facebook page and wished him well on his next construction project using shipping containers because, well, of course, that's what friends do. Well, I was having fun with that, but there is so many things coming out. We're basically in power tools. The cord is going away. And I mean, it is, you know, you can sit there and work all day with a 36 volt roto hammer drilling into concrete with a battery and use that thing for a good portion of the day without having to swap batteries out. And there are so many things like that that were super cool. One of my favorite tools that I ran into there was it was not coming out till June, but it was a full on concrete wet saw, 60 volt from DeWalt. And you can see it up on the Facebook around the house with Eric G. And you could sit there and cut about 20 feet of concrete 3 inches deep and without having to change a battery. And for me, that's pretty impressive to be cutting that much concrete. And then there were awesome things out there. There was a Makita chainsaw that they were sitting there up against a really nice gas-powered steel chainsaw, and it was running circles around the gas-powered chainsaw off a battery. And so to see those things, and, you know, for a homeowner, I kind of like the idea of a battery-powered chainsaw because a battery-powered chainsaw, how many times that homeowners use those things a couple times a year? Now, there are people out there that use them every weekend, and it's, I think gas is great for that. But so many people, when they use a chainsaw, don't probably clean it out correctly. So you've got old gas in there. Everything's getting gummed up. It won't start. It is so nice to be able to make sure you got oil in the thing for bar oil. Drop a battery in, and you're golden. And now you can grab it and go. And it's mostly small projects, but it's super fun to see stuff like that that just makes it easier. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you've got problems with that toilet or water heater or whatever else, I'm here to walk you through that today. We don't have any guests today. We're just going to be talking through a bunch of different subjects, a bunch of different things, and taking your calls. So that's the fun part of this show. Well, the other thing I thought that was kind of cool, too, is, you know, you see with power tools, you know, like your chop saws and stuff that are gas powered that are, you know, for cutting tile and concrete. You see guys use them out there all the time. There was a you're starting to see the 2-cycle systems go away to 4-cycle, which means you don't have to mix that oil and water mixture together, oil and gas mixture together and have the water line hooked up to it. You can just run it regular gas. And so you're seeing a lot more of those kind of things as well. Things are getting quieter, things are getting more powered, as well as safety. And that's some of the fun stuff. One of the things that I want to talk about here this next segment as well, but I was down with Simpson Strong Tie and spent a lot of time with those guys down there. And I tell you what, for doing structural things and actually working with concrete, and I don't care if you've got a big rotten post that's made out of wood that's holding up your deck, they actually have a system where you can clamp around the outside of the 4x4 with this and fill it in with epoxy. And all of a sudden, you can fill that up in there and actually fill it and make it a post around a post, basically. And it will last forever. When we come back, we'll be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Just as soon as Around the House returns.
This is Around the House with Eric G. Call with your home question now at 1-877-733-1011.
Today, how can you not like a little Ronnie James Dio too and a little bit Aerosmith? That's a good time in the afternoon for me here. Well, you know, this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Western Construction Systems is hiring full-time crew members, offering competitive benefits. To apply, visit westernconstructionsystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. Well, talking about Western Construction Systems a little bit, they were the ones that helped me get to World of Concrete this week, and I saw a product down there that was absolutely amazing, and I teased a little bit about it before, and we've talked a little bit about it on the air. But, you know, we have a huge problem with foundation systems here in the Pacific Northwest and earthquakes. There are so many homes out there that have homes that are built with concrete block, with the terracotta tile, you know, where they're basically terracotta blocks and mortar mixed together, or pre-1940s homes that have no rebar in the foundations. And many times the only way to structure that was to fix that was to put a new interior foundation so you could basically put in a new interior foundation to give yourself an earthquake retrofit. Because the problem with when you're doing an earthquake retrofit is when you bolt the house down to the foundation, if there's no strength in that foundation, that part's just going to break if we have any kind of a shaker. Well, there is a new system coming out that Western's going to be bringing out with, it's already out now, it's just come out with Simpson Strong Tie. It's a mouthful. It's FRCM, which is Fabric Reinforced Cementitious Matrix. So I can't say that too many times fast. But basically, it is a specialized shotcrete that gets sprayed on the wall about a half inch thick. And then you take this very specialized carbon fiber mesh and push it into the wall and you basically trowel over the top of that. And then you install another half inch of material. So you've got about an inch of material on the wall. But it is an engineered system that will add that strength back to the foundation and make it where you can actually have something that's earthquake retrofitted without having to go in and dig up that whole foundation and put a new one in. So it is going to be a game changer, I think, out there for people with brick buildings, brick foundations, and foundations that are not strong enough to hold, you know, a medium-sized earthquake. So that is going to be a big game changer out there. And speaking of that, they're going to have a booth. I'll be actually broadcasting live next weekend from the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show. I'll be out at the Western Construction Systems booth there. So that's February 2nd through 4th. That Saturday, I'll be out there at the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show here at the Oregon Convention Center in Hall C. I'll be out there with Western. So come on out if you're in Portland or down here visiting. Take a look at the show out there, and I'll be out there broadcasting live, and make sure you come by and say hi. That is going to be a fun time out there. It's kind of a last-minute deal, but we are actually going to pull that off, and it's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to that. Well, there's another thing out there that I want to talk about here that I ran into. I've met these guys a couple times at shows, and I think everybody out there likes free tools. Well, there is an app out there that's called WTI, What Tools Inside. And so basically you can download this app for free and you put it on your phone. And then every weekday they give away a free tool. So you basically will put this on your phone. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's a, you know, Android or Apple, you put the WTI app on your phone and there will be a tool celebrity. And I say tool celebrity, it could be a blogger, could be a TV host. I'm going to end up doing it as well. They put a bunch of different people on from radio and TV and newspaper and that kind of stuff. Long story short is they hold up a box and you get to guess what tool's inside. If you get it right, you are now put into the drawing for that giveaway, that tool that day. And so what's cool is you go on there and guess what it is. If you get it right, then you're in and you can do this thing, you know, each day and you get a random selection of tool. And, you know, it's new, so there's not that many people out there doing it, so your odds are pretty good of getting a tool. But they're really cool guys. I've met them down at both last shows, and good stuff. So head over to What Tools Inside, and they're not paying me anything to say that, but, you know, if they're giving away free tools, there's a lot of people out there that want to upgrade those tools, and hey, it's free. Go have some fun with it. So they have a website as well, which is whattoolsinside.com, and you can go over there and find it out. But check it out. There's going to be a lot going on there, and it's every day during the week they're giving a free tool away. And I saw them down there doing stuff at world of concrete this week. So good stuff down there. Well, one of the things I want to talk about, you know, in the show this week was really making projects last and getting the most out of them. You know, it's a time of year when we're in January and February. People are kind of planning out the projects that they want to do this next year. And I tell you what, it's interesting. I see so many people out there that are new to home improvement. And when you're doing things in home improvement, you know, whether you're cutting wood or building something, it doesn't matter what it is. It's like anything. You've got to practice it to do well at it. And you got to have the right stuff, you know. You don't just go out and become an NFL quarterback without, you know, millions of hours of practice and play time and things like that. And it's the same with home improvement stuff. When you get into home improvement and you've only used that circular saw twice, you know, it's going to be a rough go sometimes, you know, to get all those skills down. Or, you know, using any of those power tools, using a table saw. You know, the first time you use a table saw, you're nervous, you're scared, it seems intimidating. But the more you use these tools, the better off you're going to be. And as long as you've got good safety habits, the better you're going to get at it. So make sure you get those practice projects going along. If you're going to start a big project, maybe you should do a small version of it first. You know, I'm going to do a project here coming up for Morgan de Oregon this spring where I want to do my own concrete countertop. And I was down at the Quikrete booth, and they have a specific concrete countertop mix that you can actually mix it up, and it's made for doing concrete countertops. So it's got the right color aggregate, and you can place dye in it. It's a white base, and so it's meant for it, and it's meant to flow out a little better. But before I go do a bigger project with it, I'm going to make some smaller ones with it just to make sure that I build the forms correctly, and then I'm very happy with what comes out. So before you take on the massive project this year, maybe do a small one first as a test project, because, you know, it's the thing, and especially make sure that you've got all the tools. But the biggest thing that I tell people, plan all your projects out for the year. If you're going to be redoing the entire backyard, there is nothing more frustrating than having to do something twice. You know, if you're going to go out and redo the entire backyard and you go out and put up this beautiful backyard fence around the outside because you're like, I'm going to get the fence up first. Well, if you didn't plan that you're going to actually have to get a piece of machinery back there and you've got to take some of that fence down to get it back there, or you didn't allow yourself into that, think through every step, because when you think through every step, you're going to save yourself time and money. Because I tell you what, I've done this myself, and I think everybody out there that's done home improvement, you end up getting a little ahead of yourself and you do something that gets in the way of the next step, where you're painting yourself in the corner. So don't paint yourself in the corner. Plan it out. We're going to talk a lot more about this when we come back. 877-733-1011. Just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Listen to a little Jade, J-A-Y-D. Check him out on SoundCloud, and he's on, you can get him on Spotify, all those different things out there. You can get him on, actually, one of the best places on iTunes, but I'll tell you what, that kid's good for 17 and still in high school, so good kid starting out his musical career. Love listening to that stuff. I listen to that stuff driving around the car, so it's good stuff for me. Might want to check it out. We're talking home improvement here today. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. You know, I don't care what your home improvement project is. I know you're out there stuck on something, so I'm here to help. As well as when you're listening during the week, if you get stuck on something that you need some help with the right direction, because You know, the internet's interesting out there. You can find an answer for anything you're looking for, but the problem is you don't really know how good that answer is or if it's even something that can be done here in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, so many things that you see are done differently, or you have a hard time finding materials if it's coming from another side of the country. So I'm here to help with that stuff. So 877-733-1011. Well, we're talking projects here, and one of the things that you need to plan out, and this is part of project planning, and project planning is as important as actually doing the project. When you're sitting there working on something and you're planning it out, you need to think about the grade of materials of what you're going to do and how it's going to last. Because if you're going to build something that's going to go outside in our weather, and it doesn't matter if you're in Bend, Tri-Cities, Enterprise, Klamath Falls, wherever you're at, it doesn't matter because the sun will do different damage and the water will do different damage in the snow. Well, plan your materials out. There are so many times I see people build outdoor decks and they go, oh, I just did this beautiful deck project, but they use just regular dimensional lumber. And they're doing stuff that's going to be exposed to the elements that you're putting a lot of pressure on your building materials to last throughout the year. And that's where you run into some problems. You know, if you're building a wall up in your basement, you know, do it correctly and use the pressure treated material in the right spot. You know, use the right fasteners, use the right materials. And when you do that, you're going to get a project. You're putting the same amount of labor in, but with that little bit extra that you spend on the project and put the right materials in, now you're going to put yourself in a better spot where that's going to last. I've seen people build a project like that out of the wrong materials, and three or four years later, they're out there replacing it instead of actually getting something that could last 10 or 15 years. So it's really, really smart to plan that stuff out and really figure it out. Hey, it looks like we got a call in here. We've got Andrew. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you, Eric.
What can I help you with?
So we started a bathroom remodel this last summer.
Okay.
And we're starting to get stuff put back together. We kind of have everything functional now. We're getting ready to put tile on the surround for the shower.
Okay.
The tub with tile surround. And we had known our foundation had settled quite a bit. And the floor sloping. So I'm wondering, is it worth getting that corrected, or how do you determine if it's worth getting that corrected before we do the tile, or should we just get the tile up anyway? Or
problem is, if you do anything as far as leveling, and it's right in that same area, you're going to bust out that tile. So that's probably going to have to start over again. So on something like that, is this down in the basement that you're dealing with, or is it below that? Is it a first floor? What floor is this on?
It's a single story ranch style house.
Okay.
So it's just a crawl space under there, and it's post and pier foundation.
Okay. Well, with post and pier, I would hold off on that tile, because if you go in there and have somebody come down in there, and it's hard to say what you need, you know, sometimes you can get in there, and if you've got little tiny piers that are settling, you can actually go in there and use a wider, like an 18-inch pier and jack that up and do some things with that and actually get that a little more stable. But the problem is once you get that tile in there, you really can't lift that much, because you're just going to break out either grout or break tile, and you could create your own waterproofing issues. So what I would do is I would probably put that on pause for a little bit, unless you intend on redoing it again. The chance of that breaking, if you have any foundation work down below, is pretty good, especially if they do any lifting.
Okay. Yeah, we bought some pretty nice murals to put into the shower setting. And
yep.
So we definitely wouldn't want those to break.
No, and you got a really good chance, because that's what happens is people will go into a house, and let's say you just bought that house and has a brand new bathroom in it, and you go in and actually start fixing that foundation. People go to jack it up and you go, all right, it's jacked and leveled. And then all of a sudden you've got tiles popping off in the shower and you got things breaking. Because what happens is if, you know, if the house settled and the stuff moved with it, the chance of bringing it back up, you know, is probably pretty decent. But if you've got it, you know, installed under stress where it's already sagged, and then you bring it back up, especially with today's materials, I think that you got a big chance of breaking tiles, and nobody wants that.
Yeah, so got a lot of water build up, and just with the small piers, both settled.
Yeah,
so
I'd
like Western Construction could help with? Or
absolutely, and they're based in Salem, so and they do all over the Northwest here. They get up into Washington and everything else. So give them a call on that one. That's a good one because you know that might not be as big a project as what you think it is, especially if it's mostly that post and pier stuff. That's not that big a deal to fix that.
Okay.
So, yep, get that. It's going to save you a ton of money, man. Just go that route, and that should get you dialed in.
Okay. Thank you, Eric.
All right. Thanks for calling, man. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Yeah, those are important things, you know, with so many foundation issues out there that, and in the Northwest, you know, we're hard on foundations around here with water. And that's one of the speeches I give to people all the time, and you hear me talk about on the show right here, is that if you walk into a home that's got, you know, an older home that's got foundation issues as far as, you know, that spalling in the concrete and things are starting to fall apart. Most of the time, if you look outside, you can pretty much guarantee that here on the west side, at least, that you're going to have gutters that are dropping down right next to the foundation. And that added water just loves to destroy these old foundations. And that's one of the problems that I see that's happened in the Portland metro area here is that, you know, the city of Portland wanted to take all these water systems, you know, they so many older homes had storm drains that came off the gutters that go into the gutter system, goes down underground and goes into their sewer system. Well, that all went into the sewer system. So you had these heavy rains. And so the city of Portland had a great idea, which it was a good idea, to disconnect those. And they gave people a tax rebate to do that. Well, the problem was that we had, you know, with that it's a big problem. When they disconnected those things, they just dropped them right next to the house. So, you know, it's a big deal to not get that fixed because you're going to destroy a foundation. Hey, one thing I wanted to mention, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com. They're one of our great sponsors here of Around the House. But yeah, make sure when you're out there, if you're in the west side of the mountains here, Bend and Tri-Cities and all you guys over in the eastern side, sometimes gutters aren't part of your plan out there just because you don't get enough rainfall and you can run into ice issues with it. So I totally get for you guys over there that don't have gutters, but there's still a few over on that side of the mountain. But make sure those things get off. If you do, get it away from that foundation because that water dropping down next to it is going to cause a ton of problems. We come back. We'll be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Just as soon as Around the House returns.
Baby's mad because you told her that you'd hang some pictures for her. You know, the ones she framed from late last spring of you and her in Florida. She shakes her head, looks at you, and says, ain't you good for anything? And you say, every week has a weekend.
It is the weekend. It is Saturday, and it is right in the middle of Around the House with Eric G, if you're just tuning in. This show's all about home improvement. I don't care if you are in the Pearl District working on that condo, or if you're out in the Tri-Cities working on that Ritzland Ranch house. We are here to help you answer those questions. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you want to shoot me an email, that's at ATH@KXL.com. And make sure you like the Facebook page Around the House with Eric G. Bunch of you have been dropping over there today. It's been fun. Thanks for adding me on there. Now, I just posted up over there that a lot of people were asking about that Quikrete countertop mix for doing your own countertops. So I just posted a link to that product up there so you can find out more about it, as well as that tool giveaway that they do every weekday over at What Tools Inside. And that is up there as well. So you can just grab it, snag it, and find it. And then you can also see all my videos and pictures I posted up this last week from World of Concrete. So one of the things talking about pre-planning projects, because we've been talking about that this hour, one of the things with pre-planning your project out is finding out what you have to do to keep the government happy with you and so you can get rid of materials if you're doing demolition. Now, one of these days I'll bring in Handyman Bob, and I'm going to bring him back in here one of these days, and we're going to talk about lead and asbestos and those kind of things. So I'm not going to dive knee deep into that right now, but let's say you've got a painting project and you're like, man, I am going to take those popcorn ceilings down. Well, guess what? there's a reasonably good chance that that popcorn ceiling is packed full of that wonderful asbestos. And if you do that, you could put yourself in a pretty decent health hazard as well as have a hard time getting rid of it. Because if you're in the state of Oregon here, if you're getting rid of drywall, you know, if that's got texture on it, guess what? And that includes popcorn. They're not going to take that at your regular landfill. That's going to have to go in and be either tested for asbestos, or you're going to have to take it in and dispose of it as it's asbestos. So there's a lot of rules with that. There are things you got to be careful with, and make sure before you start that project that if you're doing demolition, that you go into your place you're going to take those materials to and follow those rules. Because I tell you what, if you're in Portland, the rules are different than if you're in Bend, if you're different in the Tri-Cities, or you're down in Baker City, wherever you're listening to the show at, you know, Eugene's going to be different than Portland. So pay attention to where this stuff's going and what the rules are, because there is nothing worse than showing up at the transfer station or the dump or wherever you're taking this stuff to, and they say, where's your paperwork? And you go, what paperwork? And they, well, we need your asbestos report. It's going to cost you a lot more money to have to take that back to your house and have somebody come out and test it if that's the case. So make sure you're looking out for those things, because that can get your project off to the wrong start. And you don't want to have that happen, especially with the rules. These things seem to be changing on a weekly or monthly basis. So what the rules were probably in November might be different than they are now. So stay on top of it, because those things are always changing. 877-733-1011 here is the phone number in the studio for you to call. You know, one of the things, too, that I want to talk about before we go out to break is hiring professionals. Because, you know, sometimes that electrical project can be, you know, very intimidating. And it's very easy to look at it and go, you know, I'm not sure if I know what I'm doing with that. And you can watch all the YouTube videos and you're not going to have all the information you need to do the project. So when in doubt, hire that electrician. You know, if you're in Portland, you call Rose City Electric Company, one of our sponsors of the show. It's so easy to have somebody come in and do it right and do it safe, because, you know, we get calls in here all the time about, you know, that where the bathroom power's always clicking off, you know. And I don't know, I use my hair dryer and it's always kicking the breaker off. Well, you know, those GFCI breakers, only those outlets have about a 10-year lifespan. And so many people have, you know, 10, 15, 20-year-old units in there. And maybe it needs to be swapped out. And don't be afraid if it's too intimidating for you. Hire a professional, come in. It's not going to break the budget many times. And you know it's right. And you know it's done to code. And it's safe. Same thing with plumbing. If you're going to do your own plumbing project, start with something small, because I tell you what, if you lay this big drain line in and you're redoing something and you didn't do it right, it's going to give you problems time and time and time again. You know, you didn't put in a sewer trap right, and all of a sudden you've got that in wrong and it's not installed correctly. Now you're putting sewer gas into your house. These are things that, again, hire the right person to do it. There are things that I just won't do. I mean, right now, I tell you what, it's with insulation and stuff like that. For many people to go out and hire and buy insulation, get the tools put in, there's many times you can hire a company to come do it for nearly the same price. And I tell you what, if I don't have to be itchy all day, I'll hire somebody to come do that stuff, because it's just not worth it to me to be miserable. And if I can have somebody do it for about the same price of what I'm going to pay for the materials, man, I'm in. Because that's just not something I'm going to tackle. So do some research on it. Find out what it's going to cost. Sometimes there's tons of savings for do-it-yourself. Sometimes it's not that big a deal. And I tell you what, there's nothing frustrating more than chasing down trying to troubleshoot a project that you don't really understand it. It took me the longest time trying to figure out on my own house years ago. I had a four-way switch that wasn't working. I moved into the house. It never worked right. And trying to figure out how somebody had installed it. Once I figured it out, I was like, oh, that's super easy. But trying to get to that point is where you call us here in the studio or hire a professional, come out and help you with that stuff. Well, when we get into the next hour, we're going to be diving into more home improvement stuff. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the new cost versus value stuff to find out what projects are costing just as soon as Around the House returns for hour number two.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.